Part 2. Organizational Team Warfare. You may have brilliant ideas, you may be able to invent unbeatable strategies, but if the group that you depend on to execute your plans is unresponsive and uncreative, and if its members always put their personal agendas first, your ideas will mean nothing. You must learn the lesson of war. It is the structure of the army, the chain of command, and the relationship of the parts to the whole that will give your strategies force. The primary goal in war is to build speed and mobility into the very structure of your army. That means having a single authority on top, avoiding the hesitancy and confusion of divided leadership. It means giving soldiers a sense of the overall goal to be accomplished and the latitude to take action to meet that goal. Instead of reacting like automatons, they are able to respond to events in the field. Finally, it means motivating soldiers, creating an overall esprit de corps that gives them irresistible momentum. With forces organized in this manner, a general can adapt to circumstances faster than the enemy can, gaining a decided advantage. The military model is extremely adaptable to any group. It has one simple requirement. Before formulating a strategy or taking action, understand the structure of your group. You can always change it and redesign it to fit your purposes. The following three sections of this program will help you focus on this critical issue and give you strategic options, possible organizational models to follow, as well as disastrous mistakes to avoid.